You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with veteran banker and entrepreneur Daniel Schroeder, the founder and president of Schroeder Publishing, creator of the And How to Get It book franchise. Daniel has over 30 years' experience in banking and as an entrepreneur in private equity, where he has taken companies from startup phase through monetization. Daniel, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, good morning, Eric. Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here. Listening to your show several times, really interesting and informative, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it.
Well, we're definitely delighted to have you as well, and looking forward to hearing more about your publishing company and How to Get It franchise. So leading right in, tell us more about Schroeder Publishing and How to Get It franchise.
Sure. Schroeder Publishing is about 2 years old. It's kind of a new series in the how-to or self-help genre that we've created. We've got four titles, three that are out now, and one that is coming, and they're just kind of shorter, more succinct self-help type books, how-to books that are really designed to help empower the readers to get what they're really looking for in a shorter and more practicable way than some of the other series that are out there. So we've got A Healthy Body and How to Get It, A Fantastic Sex Life and How to Get It, A Winning Gambling Strategy and How to Get It, and then coming in the fall, we'll have Financial Security and How to Get It. And then we hope to add about six more titles through the course of the next 15 months. We're just looking to help empower readers to obtain their goals.
Brilliant. Brilliant indeed. Now, what entrepreneurial traits led you to come up with the idea to create and How to Get It?
Well, you know, like I think a lot of your listeners who have an entrepreneurial bent will understand is, I think one of the first traits that I had was the desire to create something. You know, we've all, worked and been in business and probably enjoy what we're doing a lot, but there's a desire that an entrepreneur has to help to create something that will help people. And, you know, I had just had this burning desire to try to update and create a series that would help people reach their goals. So I think desire, Eric, is an entrepreneurial trait that would be at the top of the list to help me come up with this idea. Another one might be persistence, just to keep going when it doesn't look like something's going to happen. You've just got to have that persistence to keep pushing, almost stubborn-like, to achieve your goal. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs have that same trait, when they're trying to create something. And then maybe the third trait that an entrepreneurial aspect of this was faith, the faith that I could get there, that we could make this series happen, that we could provide a product that would be beneficial and helpful to people. So I think those traits, Eric, really were the most entrepreneurial ones to help me create this series and are probably pretty familiar with a lot of your listeners.
And what do you think makes it different from others in the genre?
Well, you know, when we created the And How to Get It series, I looked around, and of course there are two very familiar series that are out there, and they've been terrific and very, very successful. But I kind of thought they were a little bit long in the tooth, and that maybe a younger and a more tech-savvy audience might want something a little bit different. So we geared the And How to Get It series for a younger, tech-savvy, social media-aware generation. It's really looking for practical and succinct advice. They don't want to have their intelligence questioned when they're looking for a solution. So we know they're probably going to read it on an iPad. They're probably going to read it on a Kindle. And, they're going to be younger, maybe in a coffee shop they'll be reading it, or, at the airport, in the lobby of a hotel. So we kind of created the series for them. We use a lot of humor. We use little sidebars with fun facts and trivia. all designed to get them the information they're looking for in about 120 to 170 pages, as opposed to maybe having to wade through 300 or 400 pages just to get a few practical tidbits of what they're trying to achieve. So I think those are kind of the things that set us apart from some of the other terrific franchises that are out there.
Today we are joined by veteran banker and entrepreneur Daniel Schroeder, the founder and president of Schroeder Publishing, creator of the And How to Get It book franchise here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Schroeder, what suggestions do you have for other entrepreneurs to help them to be successful in their journey?
Well, Eric, entrepreneurs are a different breed, and they're creators, and so I think if I was going to make some suggestions to help people in the entrepreneurial world, it would be, first off, when they have an idea, to move on it immediately. I mean, to move on it now, to breathe life into it the minute they thought it up. If it's the right thing to do and they believe passionately in it, then don't let it lay there and it'll just wither and die on the vine. If you've got an idea and you're an entrepreneur, then move on it. Execute on it immediately. Start doing your research. Don't just kick it around in your head until you forget about it and drop it. Secondly, Eric, I think, once you've got that idea and you breathe life into it, then get organized and make some plans. Entrepreneurs are very good at coming up with ideas, but they've got to follow through on them. And the best way to do that is to organize yourself, create a plan, put it in writing. Nobody likes to write a business plan, and especially if you're funding it yourself, you think, why do I need a business plan? Well, you need to have something in writing so you can check it, go back to it, make sure you're following it, and you're not kind of wavering off the path. So I think, get yourself organized, create your plan, and then thirdly is to be decisive. A lot of entrepreneurs can get through the first two steps, and then they stall when it comes time to make some decisions. So what I would suggest to entrepreneurs is to move on their ideas immediately and don't let them lay there. Get organized and create their plans and then be decisive.
Good advice. And what would you say is the most rewarding part of being an entrepreneur?
Well, Eric, I think really the most rewarding part for me is knowing that you and you alone have birthed an idea. And through many difficulties, you've seen that idea become a business that provides useful service to thousands of people. We created And How to Get It with a lot of challenges, but we stayed persistent with it, and now we've got something out there, and it's helping people, and that's really the most rewarding part. The monetary part of it's terrific, and we all like that as much as possible, but I think entrepreneurs really derive incredible satisfaction out of knowing that they've created something and they've seen it all the way through to its fruition. They've stayed with it and they've overcome the challenges and they've become a success.
Well, before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about And How to Get It book franchise online and what they can expect there?
Sure. Our website is www.andhowtogetit.com. On the site, we've got information about the franchise, about the series itself, with our authors' bios on there, as well as little excerpts about each book. And then there's a link to Amazon where they can purchase them. So we're at www.andhowtogetit. We're on Facebook at andhowtogetit. And then we've got a Twitter account that's at andhowtogetit. Coincidentally, they're all the same, at andhowtogetit. So that's where they can find us, learn more about the franchise. As we grow it, we'll be adding more titles over the next 10, 12 months and really excited about it. Had a great reception and look forward to building it.
Without a question. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip that you'd like to share with the listeners tuning in today?
One thing that I would like to share with listeners, and I know a lot of entrepreneurs are familiar with it, is to stay persistent, because you will definitely have some short-term setbacks. And you've just got to stay persistent to move your way through them. In fact, what I would suggest for entrepreneurs who are just getting going and breathing life into their idea is to anticipate the setbacks happening and just don't let it bother you when they come. Make adjustments to your plan and just keep marching forward and stay persistent. That's the key.
Well, Daniel, well said, and we certainly appreciate what you're doing in the space. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Well, thank you very much, Eric.
You bet. We've been speaking with veteran banker and entrepreneur Daniel Schroeder, the founder and president of Schroeder Publishing, creator of the And How to Get It book franchise. And once again, the website of reference is andhowtogetit.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.